AI projects often hit roadblocks, and it's usually not the AI itself. Think of it like this. We're creating these brilliant AI brains, but then deploying them using fragile systems. Our CI/CD pipelines, the bridge between development and deployment, are frequently the most vulnerable part of AI augmented development. That's definitely worth exploring. The CI/CD pipeline. It's arguably the most vulnerable area in AI augmented development. Think about it. This is where code is built, tested, and deployed. Because it's so automated, the pipeline has access to everything: source code, secrets, production environments, deployment credentials. A compromised pipeline grants the attacker keys to the kingdom. That is why securing your pipeline is so important. The CI/CD pipeline threat landscape is unsettling. It's not one door, it's many. Compromised build dependencies are a major risk, like SolarWinds. Malicious code injected early becomes a Trojan horse. Pipeline configuration changes are another entry point. It requires constant vigilance. AI is introducing a whole new threat landscape in CI/CD. It's not just the usual vulnerabilities anymore. Consider prompt injection. If an AI tool in your pipeline is vulnerable, a well-designed malicious prompt can hijack its actions. And get this, AI might even be generating parts of your pipeline configuration. We need to think about security differently. Pipeline hardening is the bedrock of a secure CI/CD process. Think of it as building a fortress around your software. It begins with least privilege. Grant only the minimum access needed for each task. It's like surgical precision. Also, use ephemeral build environments. Treat those containers as disposable after each build. This minimizes the attack surface. Securing pipeline as code means treating your pipelines like application code. Store those definitions in Git using version control, change tracking, and simple rollbacks. You'll want to protect pipeline configurations with branch protection, enforcing pull request reviews. Critically, never embed secrets directly into your scripts. This approach brings application development's best practices to your CI/CD pipelines. Proper secret management is non-negotiable for secure pipelines. Exposed credentials can be devastating. Don't hardcode secrets in your configurations or scripts. A dedicated secret manager is the way to go. It injects credentials only when needed and immediately revokes them. Automated secret rotation is also vital, and plan for zero downtime rotations. This dramatically reduces the window of opportunity for attackers. To really shift security left, think about automated checks integrated throughout the development lifecycle. It's like having security checkpoints at each stage. To get proactive, we implement quality gates, checkpoints throughout the development pipeline. Each scan integration point acts as one. The idea is to ensure security requirements are met before anything progresses. The real benefit? Vulnerable code is stopped from reaching production. It's a safety net, preventing issues down the line. Defining clear acceptance criteria for each gate is key to making this work effectively. AI's impact on CI/CD is a game changer, especially when it comes to smarter testing. Instead of running every test every time, AI can pinpoint the essential ones based on the code changes. The result? Dramatically faster pipelines. But it's not just about speed. AI can also predict build times with surprising accuracy. Think of the planning advantages. This is a smarter, more efficient way to work. AI's impact on pipeline management is considerable, but it introduces risks we need to address. An AI left unchecked might make deployment decisions that skip crucial security steps. Consider this. AI models learn from pipeline data. If that data contains secrets, the AI could inadvertently expose them. Even with good intentions, AI-driven optimizations might bypass established security protocols, leading to vulnerable deployments. Software supply chain security can be strengthened with SLSA. It's a framework that introduces security checkpoints throughout the software lifecycle. Think of it this way. At the first level, you're documenting your build process, which gives you basic traceability. Moving up a level, SLSA requires a hosted build platform and audit logs. This strengthens build integrity. Each level adds increasing layers of security. SLSA Level 3 is a game changer for software supply chain security. It's about creating a build process that's extremely resistant to tampering. At this level, the provenance, the record of how your software was built, becomes tamper-resistant. That way, you can trust it. A compromised CI/CD pipeline undermines the entire system, so security is paramount. The core principle is least privilege. Limit access strictly to what's needed. Also, think about ephemeral build environments. By using them, you minimize the impact of any security breach, essentially reducing the blast radius. Securing your AI-augmented CI/CD pipeline is essential to the integrity of your AI system. Think of securing your CI/CD pipeline like tending a garden. It needs constant care. Start by understanding what you have. Where are the weaknesses? With that in mind, focus on core principles. Give every process only the access it needs and use environments that disappear when they're done. Think of your pipeline as code, subject to review and version control, just like any application. And secrets? Handle them carefully. CI/CD security is rarely a perfect fit right out of the box. What specific roadblocks are you running into? What worries you the most when you think about your pipeline's vulnerabilities? Let's use this time to address those concerns directly. I can also share some helpful resources for continued learning and improvement. Thanks for being an active audience. That wraps up the presentation. I hope this was informative. What questions do you have? I'm happy to discuss any aspect in more detail, clarify points, or explore related topics you're interested in. Let's use this time to delve deeper into what matters most to you. I am here to help.